interlanguage, then, is a language system which has some characteristics of the target language, some characteristics of the source language, and some general characteristics which are neither the target or the source language. And these interlanguages have been found to be systematic. They're systematic, but they are also dynamic. That is, they are continually evolving as learners receive more input and revise their hypothesis about the second language. Now, what can happen is that if learners do not have access to this kind of input, and if they do not have enough access so that they don't have so much more input and possibilities to revise, then you could have what is known as a fossilization. And a fossilization is where the learner's interlanguage stops changing, it stops being dynamic. You can see many classical examples of fossilization in areas where many immigrants live in a particular area. And in situations like this, perhaps the people who live there, they are denied the same advantages that the host population has in the society. And as a consequence, perhaps there are people who are not working, who don't have the possibility to move to other areas. And as such, they are speaking with other people whose Swedish, for example, is also fossilized. And as a result, this language becomes more stable. This language system becomes more stable instead of being dynamic.